Los Angeles, hello.
President Carter, did you receive the James Bamford Pretext for War book I gave you at Borders in Westwood last year? And also, did you get a chance to read it about how the Iraq War was for Israel? And also, the Mearsheimer Walt paper addresses what that lady just did to you so rudely regarding calling you an anti-Semite, I believe. It's smear process or tactics used to get away from the question of how much power the pro-Israel lobby, AIPAC, and similar have on the U.S. political system when it comes to talking about the pressure put by Israel and the fifth columnists that support Israel in the U.S. And lastly, you had mentioned that Israel, you know, not an apartheid state, yet there's a recent article in Haaretz that mentions that they're not allowing marriage between Jews and non-Jews, and the Israeli newspaper Haaretz. And how many Palestinians are on the Israeli cabinet, President Carter? I respect your writing a great deal, but to ignore that Israel is practicing apartheid isn't exactly accurate. And lastly, why don't we, one more point, why aren't we hearing Paul Finley, the former Republican congressman who wrote the book, They Dare to Speak Out, about the pressure of the pro-Israel lobby? He's written several books, and I've never seen him on C-SPAN's book TV once.
Ah, thank you, caller. You have seen him. I mean, you haven't seen him, but he's been there. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know how to answer those questions. You know, when somebody gives me a book about an interesting subject, habitually I get the book from my staff who madly handing me books to sign in the bookstore, and particularly one that was about Israel and its relationships. While I was writing my book, I avidly studied all the books that I had available to me, so I would guess that I did that. Well, you know, I think that AIPAC, which is a lobbying group that's devoted to Israeli Americans, it's not American Jews, it's those who are supporting Israel, which, and some of the American Jews don't comply with that. So it's an Israeli lobby, and they have a perfect right to represent the policies of Israel in the United States, and I don't question that at all. But I think that the thing that is preventing now Israel having a chance for the peace that we all pray for, permanent peace, in their own borders, recognized by every Arab country and the entire world, living side by side in harmony with the Palestinians, that's what this book is designed to accomplish. And I don't think it's going to ever do that as long as there's no debate, no discussion, and people are intimidated from expressing their views, frankly, or from even studying that. I've been invited by professors, for instance, to speak in some of the most famous universities that deal with primarily Jewish students. I have not been permitted to go on those campuses to hold a lecture. And so the pressures are intense. But I think that the people of Israel want peace. The Palestinians want peace. The Jordanians want peace. The Lebanese want peace. Everybody, and all the Palestinians also share that hope for peace. And I hope that this book will break the ice and at least people at least start looking at the facts inside Palestine, finding a way for Israelis to have peace.
Can you give us an example of a recent time in which you were not allowed to make a speech because of your ideas and stance?
Well, I'm really reluctant to mention specific places, but I have been given invitations to speak on college campuses by individual professors who might be more militant on the subject or more open-minded on the subject is maybe a better word. But then when I inquire to the leaders of a university, I've been told that the issue is too controversial or that maybe we should wait till next year or something of that kind.